And we read the Kriya of Zois HaBorocha Shminatzer. So that Rebbe Yoshi Ben already quotes that why do we read Zois HaBorocha? Meaning, what's the Kesher? Because we know that the Pazar Kashav, the base of Pazar Kashav of Shminatzer Zachag Bifnei Atzmo is the Yontov of the Brikas HaMelech. Because it says in the Chanukas HaMelech, when they said goodbye to the king, they said goodbye to the king of Shminatzer, they gave a brocha to the king. So that's the chidush that the Shmiyatzer needs a brocha, and connected the brocha is the brocha that the king Shlomo Melch benched Klal Yisrael, and therefore we read the Vezois HaBrocha, which is the brocha of the king benching Klal Yisrael, and that's what it says in the man who goes to Binyan Simchas Torah, and that is so severe. Number one, this is what happened in this time of Shlomo by Binyan Beis Hamikdash. What does he have to do with the Inyan of Shiyantav? We learn from this what Shmiyatzer is all about, to be called Bazar Kashav, the Brocha, that happened to be that they finished, they said goodbye, and that's it. Number two, there, what's the Ikavort that they did? They were Mevarach the Melech, right? And we don't do any Zecher for us being Mevarach the Melech. The only Zecher is because we are Mevarach the Melech, and the Brocha of the Melech is, and the Brocha that we are Mevarach the Melech is keneged, is an answer to the Birkas HaMelech, and we give the Birkas HaMelech. Even though Birkas, that's why we reserve the Brocha, which is Birkas HaMelech. One time, Birkas HaMelech was not. If you look at the Pesukim, that was during the Chanukah Sabbath, the Sukkot. So, why is the Brocha inherent to Shmiyat Seret? Number one, why don't we have a zecher to the brocha that we give? We don't give a brikas HaMelech. And the only zecher is the brocha that the Melech gives us. But he didn't give us in Shmiyat Seret. He gave this during Sukkot. On Shmiyat Seret, we responded to him. We just went ahead and we were mevorach that brocha. We took it upon ourselves. What does it do? Okay, those are the three issues. Now, Binyan Chanukah Shlem. The Gemara says like this: Chanukah Shlomo Melech was been inaugurated the Beis Hamikdash. It says Shiva Yomim v'Shiva Yomim. He did a party for 14 days, 7 days of Sukkot and 7 days before. And the Gemara says that he was Mevatel Yom Kippurim. And Klal Yisrael thought maybe we are going to be Chayef Klaya because he destroyed Yom Kippurim. And he says no, he did a Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer was Makdot Nisim. They went ahead and do Makriv Korbanos. And the Korban was doing Shabbos, and there was a Korban Yochid, and Shabbos is Kila. Us, that we are doing a party, and the party is the Rabim, and we are doing Yom HaKippurim, which is less than Shabbos, Kal V'chomer could be doing. So the Gemara says, then what's the problem? The Gemara says, yeah, because there is a Korban, and a Korban could be doing, and here is a party. And therefore it's totally different. Therefore they were afraid, because the book says, Kul Chemus Manim L'Hayolam Abba. So the question is, obvious. So there's no Kal V'chomer. What did they think? They did a Kal V'chomer they were afraid of? And number two, why does it have to be a Chilul Shabbos for that? To learn the Kal V'chomer? Because the question you have to ask the Nesim. The Nesim were Mechal Shabbos. Right? To do the Korban. It says, Bayom HaShvi'i. But Korban Yochid, you know, is not Doicha Shabbos. Or even if it's Doicha, it needs to be Kavua Lahem Zman. And here there was no Kavua Lahem Zman. So says the Bekdover, must be because they had a din of Tzibur. Even though they were Yechidim, they got a din of Tzibur. Or they got a din of Yontif. According to the Mando Omer, the Korban Yochid could be. And the question is why? Why did Kujibuch have to make it that they got a din of Tzibur to be Doich HaShabbos? Why is it so important to be Doich HaShabbos? And second, so what's the Kal V'chomer Lekatchil? What's the purpose of it? And the question is, why is it so important to do the 7 days and 7 days? To darshan Kal V'chomer, why couldn't you do a party somewhere else? So on that there is a letter from the Meshech Chochma to his son. He said to his son, I heard that you said to give out the kivort. The reason why the Chanukah Sabbath had to be to be the Yom Kippur is because we know that the Gemara says, the Pesukim already say, they use the Chanukah Sabbath as a way to do the first avodah in the initial inaugural avodah. Inaugurates the Beis Hamikdash. And on Yom Kippur, there is one place that there is only avoided in Yom Kippurim, which is the Kodesh HaKodoshim. So the Kodesh HaKodoshim needed to be inaugurated. And it had to be in Yom Kippur. That's why the inauguration was on Yom Kippur. Okay, which is a Givaldik, and he says, this word is beautiful. For which Sternbuch asks and says, it doesn't make any sense. Because the Gemara right afterwards asks, why did they do in Yom Kippur? Why didn't they do it on Sukkot? Why didn't they do it on Sukkot? And the Gemara gives an answer why they didn't do it in Sukkot. One second. They couldn't do it in Sukkot because they need to inaugurate. Right? So what should I do in Sukkot? Ela mayev to say because the kodesh hakodoshim is not separate from deichel. So the avoda that you do in deichel, this is a corner of deichel. So they didn't have to be in Yom Kippur because the Gemara says to be in Sukkos. So the kasha and the Meshach Chochma is unbelievable because the maskos of Gemara he could have done in Sukkos. Now the Gemara says they should have done in Sukkos. And the Gemara goes, could they have waited or not waited? Asks the Avdinezer the following question. The Avdinezer asks the following question. The Avdinezer says that there is a halacha that imavirim ala mitzvah. You're not allowed to postpone a mitzvah. So says the Avdinezer chidush that any time that during the day to do earlier is rizus. That's not a chiyuv. But for you to take a zman hamitzvah and to push it off for the next zman hamitzvah, if there is a hefsek, that's also the imavirim ala mitzvah. Let me show an example. If there is a mitzvah that is continuous throughout the day, but not at night, and then you have to push it for the next day when there is an interruption of the night, on that there is a isur of imavirim ala mitzvah. So frekti of the neder from this gemara. The gemara says here that they should have waited to Sukkos. Why do you make the party on Yom Kippur or wait to Sukkos? And the gemara is all shaila. But 1 second, imavirim ala mitzvah, because you can't build the mitzvah mikdash at night. So how can you go and interrupt? So be also to do that. So there, the Avnezer, because there is a Chacham Tzvi that says that the only time you cannot postpone the mitzvah, if the mitzvah is not done better later. But if the mitzvah by postponing, you do it better, so then you could postpone it. So the Gemara is saying you should postpone it to Sukkos, even though you're postponing it, it's also because there is a Hefsek. But on Sukkos, Chanukah Sabayis is even greater. The question is why? Why on Sukkos Chanukah Sabayis is even greater? So to summarize the questions that we have, Birkas HaMelech was a get to Shmini Atzeres. Why did they do pardon Yom Kippur? According to the Meshech Chochma, Lechoira, what is the Havamina that you need to inaugurate the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Lechoira, the most much in Sukkos, and what's special about Sukkos? To answer all of it, we want to go into two things. First of all, Shari Oira says that Midas HaMalchus, that we've been speaking about it, which is the Mekablim, which they have nothing of their own, is Keneged Shleim HaMelech. Shleim HaMelech is called, this Malchus is called Yam HaChochma, which is Yam Shleim. And the reason is because Shleim HaMelech is the one who was makir that the world has nothing of its own. That we are a reflection of Kodesh Baruch. That's why he writes Mishlei. What's Mishlei? That you could learn from ants how to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That the whole Bria is singing Kvoido Shel Mokoyim. Shloimoy is Hamoshal, says the Zohar LeMoshe. Is the Moshal that takes you to Moshe. And Chazal says already that's called Sholem Hei. That the Hei, which is Malchut or Shlomo. That is what the Zohar writes in Parshas Yisroi. Shloimoy is Siara Bishlimusa. The Levon was Bishlimusa. That's why he's the 15th Melech from David, says the Medrash. Keneged the Milui HaLevona. When the Levona fully reflects the sun. That is Shleim HaMelech. Shleim HaMelech is called Bechol Droch of Da'eyon. He was mad. That's why he has so many women. Because he was the chibur of the Zohar on the Kiva Bishlimuso is Shleim HaMelech. The Beis HaMikdash represents also Heichal is Keneged 65, which is Kemiga Sadus. Because the Beis HaMikdash is the Gilui Kvoidash LaKudosh Baruch Hu to show that the whole world is Gilui Kvoidash LaMokim. That is the idea of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why Shlomo HaMelech was the only one who could build Beis HaMikdash because it's Tikkun Malchus HaShleima. Memele is Gevaldik. The Ikar word of the Brochet, all of Sukkos, is the Hargosha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Sukkah to tell us that we are in His hands and we have no life of our own. We are completely dependent and vulnerable to Him. What is Shmini Atzeres? The Pasuk says Atzeres is gathering. Says the Targum of Israel, the mitzvah of Shmini Atzeres is to take the Kedush of Sukkos that you learn Midas HaMalchus and you know how to represent a Kodesh Baruch Hu from Shiva Roim, from the Shiva Shpizin, and take it to the house. Gather into the house. Take it into the house. So you have to take the master of taking it to the house. That's the idea of turning the house that appears to be independent and safe, and you have your own protection, that you feel independence, to make your house also dependent and vulnerable and a gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea. And who is the one? Ultimately, the Yishpiz and the Shlomo. Because Shlomo Melech, the most powerful man, he says, Vayeshev al Kisei Hashem. His Malchus is Malchus Shamayim. That midah to take the world of vulnerability, of exposure, of dependency with the Sukkah to the house, the one to prototype of it is who? Shlomo Melech. Memela is Givaldik Admoi, the Chanukah Sabayis. Beis HaMikdash is this. What is the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is the concept of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. V'shochanti b'soichem, the ultimate unity, the lack of separation, the ultimate dependence. That is keneged, v'shochanti b'soichem, is the Siyas Sabayis, which is keneged the Zohar and the Cave of Mary. That's why Mikdash Hashem koinenu yadecha. That's why Mikdash Hashem is alev dalet nun yud. Right? Because that's the Indian Dersa Mikdash. Mimir is Givaldik Admoit. That's why, Lekatchila, says the Gemara, when should have been Chanukah Sabayis? In Sukkos. Because the Beis HaMikdash is Sukkos. Beis HaMikdash is the message of Sukkos, that you're taking the whole world as a Sukkah. That is the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Vayib Shalom Sukkah, you may not see Betzion. That's why it's more Kodesh. We ask, why is it more Kodesh? Because that's the same message. Sukkos is the message of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara says no. The Sukkah and Beis HaMikdash cannot be on the same day because it can postpone. So it comes out in the mindset that Beis HaMikdash, the Sukkah does not achieve the Madrigal of the Beis HaMikdash. So Sukkah is not the top of the Beis HaMikdash because the Beis HaMikdash is higher. We are not in the Madrigal. That's what the Gemara said, that what the Gemara means to say, that the Sukkah and the Chanukah Sabayis cannot be on the same day. Mimela, that's the word of the Beis HaChochma. If you could do Sukkah and in the Chanukah Sabayis, so in this world, you could see that everything is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Taki, this is a world that the Kodesh and HaKodosh HaKodoshim is the same thing. The Sukkah and the Beis HaMikdash are the same. On that, you did not need a special Chanukah Sabayis in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. The Mesha Chochma is saying this word that you needed to, now that you don't have Sukkahs, you have to do Yom Kippur. If you had Sukkahs, you don't need Yom Kippur. Why? Because you did not need a Chanukah Sabayis and the Kodesh HaKodoshim, because the Sukkah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKodoshim and the Echal, Ahayinu Hach, is one unit. Now they're not one unit, they're separate. If you don't do it on Sukkahs, when does it have to be? On Yom Kippur. And that's the idea of Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur did a special Chanukah Sabayis. I mean, Mila, that's the Kal V'Chomer of the Nesim to be the Shabbos. Because all the avoid of Shabbos is to show that there's no Afroda. The Beis HaMikdash is to say that you come to the world which is Kulei Shabbos. And that's why the Beis HaMikdash is the other din of Rabbim, the Nesim, because to achieve that, you need to be a Rabbim. That's why the message was Doicha Shabbos. Was Doicha Shabbos because the Beis HaMikdash get the boy, you don't need Shabbos. And the truth is, a Beis HaMikdash like this, you don't need Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is an experience that you have to be poirish from Olam Hazeh to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you do through Sukkos, which is the Tikkun HaOlam, you don't need it. That's why it's Doicha Shabbos. It's telling you how to achieve the Olam Bimloi. And that's Vezois HaBrocha. The Vezois HaBrocha of Sukkah. So we take the Sukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Brocha. Shmini Atzeres, you know what we do? We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are bottled to you. Our Brocha is that we want to receive your Brocha. So that's why they want to say goodbye to the Melech. So the idea is the Birkas HaMelech, which is in Shmini Atzeres, is the Avoid of Shmini Atzeres. All of the Avoid of Shmini Atzeres is Tfilas HaGeshem, that we need to get the Geshem from you because we want to serve you. It's Laman Shmoy Be'Ava. That's why we bring the example of the Geshem, of the Shiva Saroyim, Zchoyer Ava Nimshach Acharecha Kamayim, to show you that we are Nimshach Acharecha Kamayim. So Mimela, we said we don't have a void of giving the brocha. That's the void of Shmini Atzeres, is giving a brocha to the Melech. And that brocha to the Melech gives sense, the brocha that Shmuchu gives you. Because then Shmuchu is giving you something. He's not giving you for our own sake, he's giving for his own sake. And therefore we read the Zohar brocha, because now with our attitude of Shmini Atzeres, the brocha that the Melech gave changes completely. So we'll talk about the Birkas HaMelech. What's that to get to Shmini Atzeres? This is Shmini Atzeres. We ask, what is the avoid of Birkas HaMelech? All Shmini Atzeres is Birkas HaMelech. That's what it is. And what do you read? Is because now the Brocha Sher Berach Moshe is a totally different Brocha. So in Mela, this is Shtikl Meshumun. So we spoke about how all of Sukkos is building the idea of Malchus. The culmination is taking the Malchus into our daily lives Mishmini Atzeres, the example to use the Shloim HaMelech. And then go to Tikkun HaYareach, because if we are doing Malchus, that is the ultimate Tikkun HaYareach. And therefore we start reading about the Miut HaYareach, which is the Chesoron of Elam Hazeh, using Shmini Atzeres and the Beis HaMikdash as a prototype of the Mesaken, then the Keva Tesrei Vergeben.